WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There have never been a lot of roles for Asian American actors, but one actor who has risen to prominence in those roles in the United States is Mako. He starred in Stephen Sondheim's Broadway musical Pacific Overtures and got an Academy Award nomination for his role in The Sand Pebbles. Mako is the artistic director of the East West Players, a Los Angeles theater group he co-founded in 1965, which showcases Asian American actors. Mako moved to the United States from Japan after World War II. Currently, he can be seen in two films, Tucker and The Wash. The Wash is about the marital problems that face an aging Japanese-American couple. In this scene, the wife confronts her husband, played by Mako, about her discovery of girly magazines hidden in his closet.
What about those magazines?
The guys at the barbershop put them in the trash. I just picked them up. I'll throw them out, okay? First thing tomorrow, I'll throw them in the trash and burn them. That make you feel better? Marcy. You're pretty. You are.
Don't lie to me. I hate it when you lie to me.
I'm not lying. What the hell do you expect? We got old. Not just you. Me.
The character of Nobu in The Wash is 68 years old, very stubborn, obstinate, father and husband. But he has a problem articulating his thoughts oftentimes. And that is somewhat typical of, let's say, the Japanese-American of that age group. It's just that there are some things that he cannot talk about. Some things that is something very tender or something that has to do with love, which is very basic in terms of every human life.
You describe this character as being somewhat typical of Japanese Americans of his generation. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you based your portrayal on any specific people who you know.
Well, of course, my father, who is still living, and he's a little bit older than this character, but I can imagine my father going through a very similar problems. And I can almost imagine how he would react to a given situation this character is going through, you know, such as the case of question of divorce that comes up during the span of this character Nobu's life.
You are simultaneously starring in the film The Wash, and you're in a supporting role in the new film Tucker. You play one of the engineers who works on the new car that Tucker
right.
is building. I'll tell you the truth. I just saw the movie, and I was a little disappointed in the sense that I wanted to see more of you in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a pretty small role. And I was wondering if you had any doubts when you were offered that role of accepting it, only because it's a pretty small role, and you're an actor of great stature at this point.
You know, whenever I take smaller roles, I say to myself, what is my justification for accepting this smaller role? I say to myself, I know I can do more than this. But at the same time, you have to realize the film Tucker is about Preston Thomas Tucker, and it's not about that engineer, Jimmy, you know. So my justification was, Francis Coppola. Oh, I never worked with him, so I sure would like to work with him and find out what he's really like.
I noticed in reading the credits for the film The Wash that you star in that both you and your co-star, Nobu McCarthy, both performed in the movie The World of Susie Wong.
No, I never did.
You never did?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I thought I saw that in the credits.
No. I was offered a role in Susie Wong.
Oh.
When I first went back to New York, and I said, what is that role? I mean, that thing is all about girls anyway, you know. So I discovered that my role was to pull a rickshaw on which Susie sat and pull it across the stage. And I said to myself, did I go to drama school just to pull a rickshaw across stage? And at that time, they were offering a contract of $135 a week, which sounded pretty good. But at the same time, I said to myself, no. I didn't invest my time and energy into becoming a rickshaw puller.
Are there other roles that you turned down because you thought that they were offensive or unworthy of your skills?
Oftentimes, what really aggravates me is a stereotypic perception of Asian or Asian American. And for instance, during the World War II, in terms of propaganda, there were many, many badly portrayed characters were depicted. And there are a number of people who grew up with that type of imagery about us. And that's the thing that a lot of us really fight against. We want to create more dignified depiction of Asian Americans and Asians, both, you know.
You came to the United States to live shortly after World War II, right?
Yes.
It strikes me as a difficult time for a Japanese person to come to America because anti-Japanese feelings were still pretty high then. Was that difficult for you?
I saw prejudice, but not so much against, particularly against Japanese, but I saw prejudice against Irish, against Polish, against Italians and Germans and Chinese. So, you know, I saw those things particularly in the late 40s, it wasn't particular, not so much against one ethnic group. I came to realize that each ethnic group had problems, you know, and in order for them to feel better, they had to put somebody else down.
Shortly after you came to the United States, you ended up, I think, being drafted into the Army, and you fought in the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of what that must have been like to be fairly new to a country and ending up going to fight one of its wars, and at that going to fight in a war against Asians. I was wondering what that experience was like for you.
I consider the thought of refusing to be drafted, then at the same time, okay, that is my choice, but if I did pursue it in that manner, what would happen to my parents? Are they ready to go back to Japan, or are they not ready to go back to Japan? And those are the things that I was toying with. And at the same time, I was totally alone, so to speak, and I didn't know who to discuss this matter with. And since the peace negotiation was taking place, I felt it pretty safe for myself to be out there. I had a feeling that I would definitely come back to do whatever I wanted to do. So I chose to go. And being in that position, one Asian against another, is a very peculiar one, you know. In other words, you see people, you're surrounded by people that could be your relatives or, you know, friends or what have you. And it was a very, very strange, peculiar experience for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that aspect, at least, I wouldn't wish it on anybody else, you know.
We can see you now in two different movies, The Wash and in Tucker. And I'm wondering what else is ahead for you?
Nothing at this point due to the writer's strikes, which lasted for about 6 months. Everything that I was scheduled to do have been postponed or pushed aside. So I don't know what holds for me in my immediate future.
Okay, well, I wish you the best, and I thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Mako stars in the new film The Wash and is featured in Tucker. This is Fresh Air.